May 20th, 2010. You'll be aware of the UK launch of the Apple iPad today. No doubt if you saw the news last night, you'll have heard the unit is available from today and that they've sold 1 million in the States. Well, the BBC got it slightly out. That's actually ancient news. A quick look on the web will add at least 50% of that figure. Also, they won't have enough units to keep up with demand, so expect delays. Of course, you could always order online. If you're planning a trip to the Apple Store, I'd ring first. There are six models broken into two sets. The first set of 16GB, 32GB and 64GB models have Wi-Fi and motion sensing only. The second similar set add 3G and GPS into the mix, and of course, the cost rises accordingly. Prices will apparently start at $429, including VAT, for the perfectly capable 16GB Wi-Fi model. Now, lots of people have been saying, hey, the price is much more expensive than the US. Well, the price in the US is ex-VAT, whereas ours is plus VAT, so it's not that much different. Anyway, the iTunes store is up and running with the iPad. I've had the American version of the iPad since its launch over there. And everything's working a treat. If you want to keep up with the latest apps, I suggest you Google App Shopper, which is a rather nicely laid out website that's easy to use. It has both iPhone and iPad apps, and you can select both or just the iPad apps themselves. Apple's Pages word processor is now available as of a few days ago, and you'll need that if you want to do any word processing on the unit. If you're thinking of taking the plunge, remember, this isn't a laptop. It won't run Microsoft software. It runs only what you can get in the iTunes App Store. But as there are countless thousands of apps in there, some free, some a few pounds, you should find just about anything you need. There are lots of pros and cons for those of you looking at this unit for the first time. The iPad with, you know, suitable apps can view pictures, videos, play tunes, read Word, Excel, PDF, and many more document formats. It can read and write emails. It can play games. It can talk to Bluetooth headsets and keyboards out of the box, despite one company selling a plug-in gadget to let you do that. My iPad works perfectly with a Bluetooth headset with no extra hardware. You can view YouTube video. You can now view BBC iPlayer video. You can handle TV via an app called TV Catch-Up, or radio via an app called TuneUp Radio. You can run Skype. You can do weather reports, search maps. You can even control your Sky Plus box and remotely tell it to record shows for you. You can share 3G and Wi-Fi with many phones using a package called JoyUSpot on the phone. You can record audio. You can handle social networks. You can run for up to 10 hours without mains power, and you can emulate an iPod. What you can't do is, you can't access all of its memory just like a disk. The memory is split up into application spaces, and of course, the place you store your videos, pictures and music. I've found no way to see this all as a single drive. You can't run Microsoft software. It isn't a laptop. You can't handle USB disks and cameras directly. You can't run Flash video. Though, as I said earlier, through YouTube, player, etc. They're all supported. You can't run Wi-Fi super reliably. It times out occasionally, but they're going to fix that very shortly. And you can't share Wi-Fi with your iPhone, which I think is a deliberate and stupid move on behalf of Apple and the phone providers, but there you are. And you can't take pictures or video because you haven't got a camera. Anyway, I hope this helps you make a decision. Am I happy I bought an iPad? Definitely. Would I pay the extra for the 3G version? No, probably not. Am I happy with the 32GB model, which is what I've got? I can't even start to fill it up. I stream my video and music from home, so I don't need to fill the thing up with all that stuff. So the base model would do for me. Music and video lovers with massive collections may opt for larger models. Anyway, if you want to order one online, I believe the address is store.apple.com/UK. If you want to Google Scargill, Peter Scargill, you'll find I've done various blogs on the subject of the twin subjects of the iPhone and the iPad. So I hope you find this.